blanketing the nation's top beef, corn, pork, and soybean-producing counties. We're America's Your Ag Network.
Howdy, folks. This is Parker James with Your Ag Network's opening markets from the CME in Wall Street. It's Monday, September 16th. Today kicks off National Farm Safety and Health Week. With harvest starting soon, it's about to get real busy. Take a little time today to refresh the kids on safe practices. Remember, you don't want to learn safety by accident. Refresh the family. Stay safe. Now let's jump into these markets. December corn lost 1 to 4.11. March corn at 4.29, also down 1. November beans at 3 at 10.09. January beans jump 4 to 10.28. October soybean meal is at 3.20. Oil sitting at 39.63. December Chicago wheat at 5.88, tumbles 6. December Minneapolis 4 in the red to 6.30. December Kansas City winter drops 7 at 5.92. And on the hoof, October live cattle at 35 cents to 178 even. December fats at 178.97. That's up 47 cents. October feeders jump 122 to 240.35. November feeders are at 236.77, up $1.52. January contracts at 231.95. October lean hogs jump 90 cents at 79.45. And December lean hogs are sitting at 71.77. And on Wall Street, the Dow adds 193. The NASDAQ is down 160. S&P lost 12. Crude's at 70.08. Gold at 26.10. And silver sitting pretty at 31.18. This is Parker James with Your Ag Network, wishing you and yours a great day.
Sioux Steel Company takes grain bin safety seriously, and that's why they manufacture safety components that are equal to none. Sioux Steel's Max Risden.
Paddle sweeps are probably our premier line as far as it goes in grain bin safety. Those replace those dangerous auger sweeps you see at the bottom of grain bins. Instead of using augers to move the grain to the center, these use flexible rubber paddles. Those can simply brush right over skin and hands, but at the same time, they're strong enough to move the grain to the center sump thanks to a rubber drag along the bottom.
For more information, log on to SiouxSteel.com.